Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along.
This is How the Grinch Lost Christmas.
Lost.
So excited. A sequel to How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So this is part two.
When are we going to see part two?
It's not a movie, it's a book. So we're about to read it now.
Part two.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the movie. I want to see the movie part two.
There is no movie part two. It's only a book.
I want movie part two on the TV.
It does not exist yet.
It's not here yet?
No, does not exist.
Hmm.
All right. Are you ready for the story?
Yeah, I just don't know how it doesn't exist.
Nobody made it yet. That's how it doesn't exist.
Bye,
Dr. Seuss.
Bye, Dr. Manning.
No. By Alistair Haim. Illustrated by Aristides Ruiz. I don't know. Based on the book How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss.
It's not on.
It is, though.
Oh, is it Duke?
Are you going to pay attention to the story?
Yes, I am.
Because you're not paying attention right now.
Oh.
You should turn and look this way because the book is this way.
I can't.
You can.
Get a little space over here.
Is your cover adjusted?
Yeah, the cover is adjusted.
Up high on Mount Crumpet, just north...
Crumpet?
Just north of the Who's. A Who just delivered the day's Whoville news.
News. Why is there a big giant U and there's all the other ones little?
That's how the writing is in the book.
There's a giant U and a little U.
Nothing. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The cave on Mount Crumpet was home to the Grinch.
Crumpet?
Who sprung from his cave just enough plus 1 inch.
Stop saying crumpet.
To stare down at Whoville from high up above. Tomorrow was Christmas. And speaking thereof. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't read that right. The cave on Mount Crumpet was home to the Grinch, who sprung from his cave just enough, plus 1 inch, to stare down at Whoville from high up above it. Tomorrow was Christmas, and speaking there of it, my heart, grinned the Grinch, has grown to quite love it. The Grinch had been patiently waiting all year to celebrate Christmas and bring the Who's cheer, and to show every Who... He was different now. I've changed, thought the Grinch.
He changed.
And I'll prove it. But how? While eating his breakfast of Who hash on rye, the newspaper there in the chair caught his eye. A contest in Whoville tomorrow at 3? To see who can make the most Christmassy tree. Then he got an idea. A crafty idea. The Grinch got an awfully crafty idea.
To stole.
He laughed in his throat. I know just what to do. Then the Grinch grabbed a pencil and drew. With a plan in his hand, the Grinch hiked to Who Wood. Where he found the most Christmassy tree that he could. And he chopped at the tree with his tree chopping axe. Till the tree he was chopping fell down next to Max. Then they hiked their way home with the tree on their backs. Our cellar has all of the things we will use to start decorating our tree for the Who's. Grab ribbons, he shouted. Grab bunches of bows. Grab plenty of these and a big pile of those. Bring everything reddish and everything greenish and every last colorful thing in betweenish. I'll win, 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 win. He was grinchously humming. Then all of a sudden he heard someone coming. No, who could that be? The Grinch said with a sneer. He turned around fast, and then who should appear? Right there in the hallway stood Cindy Lou Who, the sweetest of all the Whos that he knew. Hello, she exclaimed. I have something to ask. I do hope it isn't a bothersome task. I've come here to ask for a small favor, you see. And if you have time and could make one for me. The Grinch interrupted her tiny request. My dear, he replied, it would really be best to ask me tomorrow on Christmas, you see. Right now, I must finish my prize-winning tree. Perhaps I can help you, sweet Cindy Lou said, but the Grinch simply patted the Who on her head. Then he shooed her outside and replied, don't be silly. Do run along home now before it gets chilly. Throughout the whole day and late into the night, he worked on the tree till the tree was just right. I've done it, he shouted. It's perfectly grand. I hope that it shows every Who in the land. What wonderful Christmassy spirit I've found. I know in my heart that I'm sure to be crowned. At a quarter past dawn, with the sun rising fast, the Whos were awake. It was Christmas at last. The bells around Whoville were ringing and dinging. The Whos down in Whoville were merrily singing. The Grinch ran outside and cried, Christmas is here! At the sound of that ringing and sing-along cheer. And when the time came for the Grinch to depart, he loaded the sleigh and took off like a dart, sledding down, 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 down to the Whoville town square. Contestants, the Grinch heard the mayor declare, it's time for the judges to judge all your trees. The rest of you Whos, have a seat if you please. Then the trees were lined up from tallest to smallest. The Grinch's tall tree was the tallest of allest, and down at the end to the far, far, far right was Cindy Lou Who with its much smaller height. The Grinch's face. When the mayor announced who had taken third place, the Grinch felt his Christmas field heart start to race. And now, the mayor said, without further ado, the lucky contestant who placed number 2 lives high on Mount Crumpet. We're thrilled that he's here. The Grinch wins the second place trophy this year. The Grinch felt a shock as his heart turned ice cold. He felt it start shrinking, and so it is told that there in the square, all of the Whos were near it, are certain they saw it, and sure they could hear it. The moment the Grinch lost his Christmassy spirit, his arms started itching, his legs started twitching, then both of his eyes started twitching and itching. And the Christmas-filled heart, well, it shrunk down. I've been robbed, the Grinch snarled, and I'm through with this town. The Grinch stuffed his tree in his ramsack sleigh. Then he lugged it and tugged it and hauled it away. As Max tried his hardest to get him to stay, the Whos were all speechless, unsure what to say. The Grinch climbed and climbed as his heart grew more frozen. While back at the contest, a winner was chosen. Today, on the merriest day in the land, the mayor declared with his Who horn in hand, I give you our winner. She's not more than 3. It's Cindy Lou Who, who made the best tree. The who girl had asked every who that day to make her an ornament she could display. To celebrate Whoville and everyone in it, she'd entered the contest not thinking she'd win it. The Grinch heard the mayor from high on the peak, then Cindy Lou Who, who grabbed the Who horn to speak. I wanted to make all of Whoville a tree with ornaments each of you Who's made for me. But there is one ornament missing, you see. The whole town of Whoville was there on each limb, except for the Grinch, so she called out to him. Now please, Mr. Grinch, I've saved you a spot. You're someone we Who's like an awfully lot. This tree is for Whoville. You're part of it, too. I hope you can hear me, said Cindy Lou Who. Cindy Lou's voice stopped the Grinch in his tracks. He looked down at Whoville, then looked down at Max. I thought, the Grinch puzzled, a prize-winning tree would prove to the Who's what today means to me, and show them for certain I truly belong. But perhaps I was wrong and belonged all along. And maybe, just maybe, we all win instead by being together at Christmas, he said. And there on Mount Crumpet, if you had been near it, you would have been able to see it and hear it. The moment his heart grew a few sizes more, to more than his heart had grown ever before. His heart is getting bigger. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, that the Grinch and his dog whizzed back down on that sleigh. And the Grinch placed his ornament on the small tree. Then he lifted it high so the whole town could see. The Who's all hoorayed, and they jumped to their feet as the Grinch grinned and said, now our tree is complete. Then the mayor declared, we have one thing to do to make it official for Cindy Lou Who. Would you do the honors? He pointed and said, and the Grinch, he himself placed the crown on her head. The end of the story. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.